Life is about Plan B. It's a sign I once saw that I've been thinking about lately. Of course, we want what we want, and we hope that our desires and hopes are realized, and that the plans that we make come to fruition easily, just as we imagined they would. We can spin in our heads the perfect scenario, and that events unfold exactly as we hoped, precisely as we planned. But we all know from experience that this is not the case. At different times in our lives, issues, problems, disappointments, even catastrophes arise, and we are forced to confront and determine how we will move forward. At times, it would be easy to throw our hands up in frustration, and then to throw the towel in simply to say, I'm done. I can't cope. To pull the covers over our heads and stay in bed for as long as we can, hoping that a problem will pass, or the disappointment felt will evaporate, or magically, that which I dreamt about will suddenly appear. But staying in bed with one's head under the covers is not a formula for success. Frankly, it's not a formula for living. We all face challenges, times when life or circumstance throws us a curveball. It is how we respond in such moments that determines the future, whether we must adjust our expectations, invest more energy and time than we planned, figure out a new way to get where we want to go, or simply accept that what I dreamt of is not possible, and it is time to come up with a new dream. These aren't signs of failure. They are strategies for success, for moving forward, for achieving something that we value, even if it is not exactly what we had hoped for when our journey began. And at the core of Plan B, of adjusting on the fly, is knowing what is core to who we are, what we value, what gives meaning and purpose to our life. It is not adjusting our plans or modifying our expectations that we must fear, but rather compromising who we are and what we value. Plan B isn't a denial of who we are. It is an authentic response to life when it hands us lemons. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at my Jewish Legends Revisited. You can find them in the Apple Bookstore. I also invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.